Let's talk about the Ulrich theorem, which is known as easy consequence. So, which, well, except one point, I'll explain this. So let X be space, pointed space over K, which I assume to be A1 connected. So as I told you, the problem with pi 0 is non-trivial, so I prefer to escape it. So M A1 connected, which means that pi 0 is trivial. Or its A1 localization is a zero connected simplicial Schiffel set. Then, so there is, of course, a natural Ulrich homomorphism from the nth A1 homotopy Schiff to the nth A1 homology Schiff. So we just look at the first one at the base point. So I forget to write the base point here. Then, this is, so we know that this is a strongly A1 invariant sheaf of groups, and this is a strictly A1 invariant sheaf of abelian groups. And this morphism is a universal such morphism. So this is fixed. So it's the initial morphism from this sheaf. Morphism of sheaf of groups, of course, to a strictly A1 invariant sheaf of abelian groups. To so strictly or strongly A1 invariant sheaf of abelian groups. Okay, so in particular, if for some reason pi 1 is itself abelian, then this is an isomorphism. So it means that any morphism from this sheaf of group to a sheaf of abelian groups M, which is strictly A1 invariant, then there exists a unique factorization to this one. So it is, in some formal sense, the A1 abelianization of this one. So I don't know that actually this is an epimorphism. What is known is that it is surjective on fields. The exception on fields, this is surjective, and that's all what I know. But conjecturally, sounds reasonable that, in fact, this is just as a shift, the abelianization of this shift of groups, like in the usual Ulrich theorem. Conjecture A1 is abelianization of okay. Well, one strategy to prove this is to do and use the theory I provided at the beginning, just to try to take the naive abelianization and to prove this is an unramified sheaf and prove the property for H1. But I mean, not completely trivial. So now the second part. General case. So assume X is N minus 1 A1 connected with N that is 2, which means that pi I of X at the base point are trivial, or I between 1 and N minus 1. Okay. Then the Ulrich homomorphism. So then, usual stuff. The A1 homology sheaf also vanishes. And this vanishing is a consequence of the theorem I studied yesterday, that the A1, the abelianization version of the A1 localization functor complexes preserves the connectivity. So the by assumption here, the chain complex of X will be N minus 1 connected. So it's A1 localization in the category of complex also. And this proves it. And moreover, the Urevich morphism in degree n now everything is abelian, and this is an isomorphism. So the proof is rather formal. After everything was done yesterday, proof. Sorry? Yeah, subjective. And subjective. It's a little bit more subtle. The proof is not as formal, but it's subjective on n plus 1 degree. Epimorphism. Thank you. I always forget to. No, because the proof is slightly more involved. It's somehow a little bit strange. You have to do something, so it's a bit more subtle. I mean, it's not as simple as the proof of this one. But the proof of this one is really formal, yeah. So people should know. So the proof, so for any strictly A1 invariant shift, so A1 strictly Abelian groups, and so we have a morphism between two sheaves, strictly A1 invariant sheaves of abelian groups. So to check this is an isomorphism, it's sufficient to prove that this induces an isomorphism between the groups of homomorphism to n. Okay. So first, so now it's working. Then, on one hand, what is om of sheaves? And the proof is also the same for the case of n equals 1, just carrying a little bit more. Sheaves of groups. Okay? From pi n a1 x to m. On one hand, this is same thing as homotopy classes from x to the Allen-Maclane space here in the a1 homotopy category. This guy is A1 local, because M is strictly A1 invariant. KMN has only one homotopy shift, which is strictly A1 invariant, so this is A1 local. So you take A1 local model for X, which is by assumption here N minus 1 connected. So you end up by computing homotopy classes in the simplicial homotopy category of shift, the usual one, from an N minus 1 connected simplicial shift of sets to a Neyman-Maclean space, and this gives you the formula here. Just clear. Okay? Now, by a junction between H of K and the A1 derived category, this is the same thing as notice in the A1 chain complex, because this is right adjoint applied to the complex M, shifted by M. And this is now here. And now again, the same kind of argument by our result on connectivity property of the localization functor for complexes. We know that this complex is n minus 1 connected. Okay, and we end up by computing morphisms from the n minus 1 connected complex to the nth suspension of a sheaf. So again, it's equal to the right hand side. Case of group from HM. So this part is really formal. And this one is a bit more subtle. I mean, you need to observe a little bit more. So now it's an isomorphism. This isomorphism is induced by the Urevich morphism. So this is an isomorphism. Get this. And in case n equal 1, it's still true. Om from pi 1 to m is the same thing as om from h 1 to m. Exactly this statement. So now we can go back to our standard books in algebraic topology and compute for n at least 2. I will explain why. the first non-trivial entropy sheaf of a sphere. So, for n greater or equal to 2, an minus 0, so it is a sphere. So, I don't have any formal definition of a sphere, an algebraic sphere. Just observe that it is a sphere if you take complex or real embedding. Sphere. Is n minus 2 connected, a1 connected, and like this, an isomorphism from so n minus 1 a1 entropy sheaf. We choose any base point, but they are all equivalent because a n minus 0 can be covered by a1. Okay, so if you take two rational points, so it doesn't matter. Actually, with the nth sheaf of Neuraminfine Milnovic K theory, which I constructed yesterday or Monday. So there is also another sphere, natural sphere. One smash n times. In fact, this is a suspension, singular suspension of this one. So this one is n minus 1, a1 connected. And by n. So the proof is exactly the same proof now. We observe that so K1 is suspension of GM. This simple suspension of GM, so I think I didn't explain this, so just because P1 can be covered by two open subsets which are A1 contractible, then the intersection is GM. So this is a Mayer-Vettori square, and it gives you that P1 is the homotopy colimit of the diagram here, which is the suspension of GM. So this is a suspension of GM. So in particular, P1 smash n. So I give the proof for this one and this one, more or less the same thing. So this is the n suspension. It's A1 equivalent to the n suspension of this object. And we should again think about this sphere. So this is also a sphere. As I told you, it's rather dimension zero. It's a discrete object and has cohomological dimension zero. The cohomology of this object, morphism of this object to an Einstein space, is trivial. There is no cohomology. So it's really something which behaves like a zero dimensional twisted sphere. So it's an n suspension of a zero dimensional sphere. Now, as a consequence of the Ulovich theorem, it's an important consequence, we deduce that this is n minus 1 connected, and the phi n is isomorphic to the hn. Okay? Of this space. But now, hn, this is a point. By the very definition, it is like in topology, the homology commutes to suspension. Okay, by the very definition, using the Dirac category, because the A1 dot position functor for complexes obviously commutes to suspension. Okay, so this is clearly isomorphic to, so we have algebra to care about base points. Okay, so here I mean the smash product as a pointed space here. And this is, the case where we can compute the A0. This is the universal, strictly A1 line shift to which the here?
Not.
It's a reformulation.
If you take any remark, if f is just a shift of set, pointed, then H0, A1 reduced, so you remove base point here, and ohm from that shift to any strictly A1 shift is just, by definition, morphism in the derived category from, so the chain complex, but in the derived category it is the image of this complex, so just the free pointed abelian group of shift of abelian group on F to M in the derived category. And by junction, it is just of pointed sheaves from F to M. Okay, so this H0 is just the universal shift, strictly A1 Hilbertian shift, to which this shift here maps as pointed sheaf of set. And we computed this guy yesterday. It is mean of it. Okay, I proved that mean of it K theory is the universal target from GM smash n time as strongly A1 line shift. But everything is abelian, and we know now that strictly is the same thing as strongly. So this is the same answer. So this is, as I told you, this computation here is the same computation as reduced H0, L0 equal to Z. But the twisted version. Okay, it's really the same thing. Consequence now. It was one of the motivation of that. All that work for n. Yeah, I have to make a remark. Yeah. There is a little problem. Sorry, just before. For n equal to 2, in case A2 minus 0. Everything is perfectly correct. I'm just using this version. For n equal to 2, the problem is the following. A2 minus 0 is not simply connected. It is a suspension of GN slash GN. So, a priori, we only have the first part. And this is the only space sphere in that computation here, which has pi 1. So we can only use the first part here, okay? But we conclude because A2 minus 0 is homotopy equivalent to SF2. Okay, if you forget the second column, you map to A2 minus 0, and this is locally trivial vibration with fibers A1. Okay, so this is an A1 with equivalent, and this is a group, connected group, so the pi 1 must be abelian. So now, if the pi 1 is abelian, then we know that this is an isomorphism. Okay? So for n equal 1, I didn't put it on the blackboard, so I will finish by this computation. Most probably, it's more complicated because the pi 1, A1, P1, is not abelian and it's not isomorphic to the H1, which is K1 in of it. It's true that H1, A1 of P1 is K1 min of it, but what is wrong is that this shift is not commutative. So we only have the fact that it is, in fact, it is the abelianization. Okay. You really have to care about that. And there is no group structure on P1, the consequence. So corollary for any integer n greater or equal to 2, we get the following computations. I told you that so far no such kind of computation were known between finite complexes. So this, for instance, so we can use pointed or unpointed because these spaces are so either simply connected, or if they are not simply connected, they are simple. It's a group, so the action of the pi 1 is trivial. Okay, so three homotopy classes is the same as
pointed homotopy classes. And this is also the same thing as, because of the same computation as G1 slash N, and again, both, because N is bigger, are equal to 2 pointed or unpointed. Okay? And this is isomorphic to, it's a, again, formal computation using the minus 1 construction on sheaves. If you want, this is sigma N, then slash N, 2. So this space here has a cosmological dimension less or equal to M. I just explained the how to deduce this computation. So homotopy classes from a space of dimension n to a space is the same thing as to the nth stage of the Posnikov tower. You can truncate and forget everything above. And of course, the first stage of the nth stage of the Posnikov tower is just k pi n, pn, pi n, sorry, and which is computed as follows. Okay. And then the suspension here kills the n, which is here. You take an iterated simplicial loop space, so it is isomorphic to gn slash n to so a zero Hamiltonian space, but this is just kn min of it as a sheaf. But now this is a discrete object. It's like an abelian group, discrete abelian group, just a morphism of sheaves. So you end up with pointed maps from gn slash n to this guy. And if you have n equal 1, here's the minus
1 construction I told you about for a sheaf, okay?
And then you get section of so the iterated construction, minus n, over k. And fortunately, the notations are so nice that kn min of it minus 1 is kn minus 1. So this is just k0 of the base field, and this is the Grothendieck-Witt ring, as I told you. Okay, so all these sets have a natural structure of groups, actually, and these are isomorphic to the Grothendieck-Witt ring over K. And this holds also in characteristic 2. Okay, no worry about that. And observe that as a consequence, something that I did some time ago, it gives the computation of the stable Russian. And the ring of the sphere spectrum, if you know what it is the collimit of those as n increases, and this is also, of course, this one. Okay? And in fact, it stabilizes from the very beginning, it stabilizes at n equal 2. But it's not a remark, as we'll see, only maps from P1 to P1, it's not equal to GW to this subject to and the kernel is non-trivial. The kernel is isomorphic to the square in the base field. In fact, this, surprisingly, this is a ring. It's a though the phi 1 is not commutative, so this is a commutative ring. It's kind of, it is a fiber product, in fact, of the Grothendieck-Witt ring, so you can map it to Z plus K star modulo the square, and just choose, a lifting of the discriminant modulo 2, modulo the square. So, in fact, it's a fiber product of GW over that ring, it can be turned into a ring, over Z plus K star.
Okay, so you choose.
And in fact, it can be defined, if you really want, as the isomorphic classes of so symmetric bilinear forms, which are diagonalized.
So we choose a diagonal base,
and the automorphism so, through which you identify this object should preserve the discriminant, the determinant. Okay, so it's in fact not an orthogonal group, but it's rather SLN. So you identify those objects up to an automorphism which preserves the determinant. Okay, so there is a well-defined determinant with value in K star. So this phenomena is actually very much, analog to the fact that pi 3 S2 is Z, but pi 4 is 3 and pi 5 is 4 and so on is Z mod 2. So
there is exactly the same, comes from the same
thing. Okay? Yes, but should I do this right now? Maybe. Yeah.
No, of course. Yeah. No, because. Yeah. Prefer to. Okay.
So now.
What do I want to say? So we can get a lot of computation, in fact, from this. To compute, so we take a simplicial sphere, which is the n suspension, simplicial suspension of A0 to your sphere here. And for n, again, at least 2, which means that you do not care about pointed or unpointed maps, then this is isomorphic to this mean of its K theory evaluated on K. Okay? The same computation, but here there is no GM. Okay? Here, there was some power of GM which killed the weight here, but if you don't put anything, you just get KM mean of it over K. And if you put the same way, very easy, put suspension N of GM slash I time, then so this is N suspension of GM slash N. Then, now you understand the trick. This would be k n minus I, mean of it of k. In particular, if you let I be big enough, you get the Witt group. Because for negative values, it is exactly the Witt group. Okay, so you can play with this. Another computation, which will be explained from a different point of view at the end. So. I told you that eta is in fact related to the Hopf map. So if you take the cone of eta, and this is equivalent to P2. Okay. Then as a consequence you get that the, so you can play with this kind of thing, so the A1 homology, degree 1 of P2, so it just used like in topology, long exact sequence, it is a quotient. But here, if you go on, you get a suspension of A2 minus 0, which is P1 minus 2. So it is definitely one connected. So there is no H1 here, so it is a quotient of H1 P1. Modulo eta. So H1 of P1, I told you it's K1, mean of it. You have eta. So here it's coming from sigma GM slash GM, it's K2, mean of it. So we are looking at the quotient of K1 modulo eta. And this is mean of K3 in weight 1. So the homology of P2 is GM, if you want. K1, mean of. You kill eta. And in fact, this stabilizes, and in fact, so we will understand this later, this is, in that case, also the pi 1 of P2. So the pi 1 of P2 is non-trivial, it is GM. Okay? We can play with this kind of thing. So now I want to give a concrete, very concrete application of that, and then turn to the study of the pi 1. And to understand the pi 1 of P1.
ensue that there are quite concrete applications of this kind of computations. Application to the Euler flat. So, what has this to do with, well, the problem of given an algebraic vector bundle over a smooth variety, can you find an obstruction theory to say in which case this vector bundle split off a trivial line bundle function? So an everywhere non-zero section topology. And we know that for a rank n vector bundle over a finite CW complex of dimension n, there is one obstruction, which is called the Euler class, which does the job. In fact, there is an absolutely similar solution to the problem, but we need to do this a non-trivial theorem, which uses a lot of other stuff. So the first thing is the following. So it's not surprising, but it's non-trivial. For any smooth affine X, and this is essential. Completely wrong if you do not assume this on X. For any n, unfortunately, for technical reason, I have to assume it is non equal to 2, but the result should be also true in that case. But for some reason, the usual problem with GL2 and SL2 and E2 obstruct the proof for the moment. Then there exists a natural bijection between the set of isomorphic classes of rank n vector bundles, or if you prefer, locally free finite type module over the ring of X of rank n, and set of morphisms in the one multiple category from X to the classifying space of DGLN. Same formula, but we have to assume this. And for some trivial reason, because this is wrong, I mean, this functor by definition is A1 invariant. So if you put X cross A1 here, you get the same set. But this functor is not A1 invariant over general schemes. Over P1, for instance, you can construct, I mean, over P1 cross A1, how to construct a rank 2 vector bundle. You use the covering of A1 with the 2 open subset again. So you have a covering with 2 subsets. So a 1 cocycle can be defined just by mapping the intersection to GL2. So the intersection is GN cross A1. So it is sufficient to construct a 2x2 invertible matrix over that ring, which is just a little bit funny. And in fact, so here's an ID. So you take X, the function, invertible function on GM. This is an element of SL2. And it is well known that this matrix is elementary. So it can be written as a product of elementary matrix. Okay. Then, elementary matrices means 1, 1, and some non-zero coefficient here. Then you can put a T in that coefficient. So you express this as a product, and I think you need 4, 5, 6 matrices. 6, maybe. It's written in Minor's book, algebraic K theory. So you put a T to do the homotopy, and you get an explicit matrix, invertible matrix in SL2 of that ring, which on the zero section gives you the trivial bundle of rank 2, and on the one section gives you O1 plus O-1, which are not isomorphic. Okay, so this is not possible in general, for just because life is so. So this is the only result which can be hoped. So now, I should mention what kind of stuff this uses. So this uses Quillen, Suslin, and Lindell's work on the so-called self-generalized problem, which proves exactly that this functor is A1 invariant for smooth affine schemes over field. So Quillen and Suslin prove that if X is an affine space over field, this is trivial. Okay, and Lindell, by generalizing the method, proves this fact for X smooth affine scheme in general over a field. Okay, that Cn of X cross A1 is equal to Cn of X. Okay, plus some other work of Suslin and Gost concerning the study of GLn for n different from 2. Okay, there is a so-called analog problem for GLn. So which means if you take GLn of a polynomial ring, when is such a matrix modulo an elementary matrix constant? So coming from the GLn of the ring itself, and this can be explicitly. So this result allows one to prove this. Okay. But I observe that if you really want to prove this in topology, it's not so easy. You have to work a little bit. You have to write down a non-trivial amount of things. So now, once you have this, one may use obstruction theory to study the map for X smooth affine from Cn minus 1 of X to Cn of X, which add a trivial line number. Okay, and for this I have to assume that n minus 1 is bigger than 3, so n must be 4. Start at 4. So fortunately, the same theory was done by another method. We did something with Jean Barge some time ago, completely different method. So only the case n equals 3 is still open. But Jean Fazel told me that apparently can do it. So it seems to be also, but not in using the same method. So this is set of homotopy classes from X to BGLn minus 1, BGLn. As a consequence, you get that if n is strictly bigger than the dimension of X, it's absorption theory. If X has conjugal dimension less or equal to d, dimension of X, and n is bigger than d, then this map is subjective. Because, okay, I explained this reason. What is the homotopy fiber? It's a quotient, GLn modulo GLn minus 1, which is A1 equivalent to An minus 0. This is what I mean by saying it is an application of what I did here. It's exactly an application of this result here. So this space in the A1 homotopy category is n minus 2 connected, and we understand the first non-trivial homotopy shift. So if n is big enough, then this map is surjective. So any psi comes from okay, and this is of course well known. It was proved by Serre in a more general context. If there is an affine scheme of crude dimension n, this is always of dimension d, it's always true. Okay, this is a more general empirical proof. But the point is, the new point is for n equal d. For n equal d, so maybe I will use more room. Obstruction theory from homotopy theory tells you that, so the fiber is n minus 2 connected. But there is a k invariant which comes from something in place in degree n minus 1. So you have to shift by 1. So if x, so if n dimension
So the first, the first non-trivial, so this is n minus 2, so the first non-trivial is in dimension n minus 1. So from here, the K invariant, so if you look at the relative Posnikov tower of the map, the first K invariant is something in dimension n. So it's a commodity shift in dimension n, which is a twisted version of phi n. So if n equals the dimension of x, and if, explain, if the vector bundle is oriented, which means that its nth power is trivialized. So this is a big restriction, of course, I just explained. Then there exists an obstruction for to lift. So so psi means a map from x to BGLN. And there is an explicit obstruction, cobordical obstruction, to lift it to BGLN minus 1. Okay? And this obstruction is the Euler class, and it lives in Hn Mishnevich of x w in kn in of it. Okay, so, and in fact, this is zero if and only psi can be written theta 1 plus psi prime. So the only problem with this is because if psi is not oriented, so it has a determinant, so lambda n is a line bundle, and this corresponds to the map from BGLN to BG, given by the determinant. And this corresponds to the pi 1. So it means that there is a twisted coefficient system. So if psi is not oriented here, you have to twist by the line bundle. Okay, but it's just like in topology again. Okay. But, should think about, and one point is that, so this group is the same as the one we introduced this bar. Can be explicit in terms of oriented zero cycles in X, and it maps to the Schall group here. And if you have a real embedding, the real embedding, it maps to the integral cohomology of the real point with z coefficients. So I insist that on the fact that it's not possible from the Schall group itself. If you have a field with a real embedding, K embedded into R, so K equals R, for instance, the Schall group from X cannot be mapped to the integral cohomology of the real points, just to the mod 2 singular homology of the real points. Because in some sense, this is an oriented theory, so the cohomology of the projective space is a polynomial ring, but the integral cohomology of the projective space, the real points, is not an integral polynomial ring, so there is an obstruction. But this group here, I mean, is exactly by nature can do this. And the point is that this class can be shown to be mapped to the CL here, the nth class of psi here, and here it maps to the Euler class of the real vector bundle. It's compatible with the topology in this sense, in this strong sense. And this theorem was known, it was proven first, this kind of theorem, by Pavarman Murthy over an algebraically closed field. He proved that a vector bundle over a smooth affine of rank n over a smooth affine x of dimension n split off a trivial line bundle if and only if the Cn is zero. But in that case, if the field is algebraically closed, this is an isomorphism. Okay, so it's a kind of generalization of this theorem. So I want to use... so this method can also be used to... One may also describe... Yeah, so if you take two vector, so if you take a vector bundle psi of rank n over x, such that when you add the trivial line bundle, it is trivial. So these are called stably trivial bundle. Okay, so this means exactly to study the fiber of the map here. So it is possible to explicitly describe the set of stably free vector bundle from n over such an x. It's a cohomology group, so you have to care about the long exact sequence, but it's completely explicit. So one may also describe stably free psi over x, so such that now
I won't talk about any transfers and so on. So I want to talk about the Phi 1. A little bit more. Short cross section on Phi 1. So I first want to give some interpretation of the Phi 1 in terms of A1 coverings. Definition. So there's a nice notion of A1 covering. Between spaces is a morphism between spaces over K which has the unique. So just write down the same definition as the definition of coverings in topology, unique lifting property, the right lifting property with respect to A1 trivial cofibre sense, which means like morphism of this type, like cofibration of spaces, which is also an A1 weak equivalent. Take a commutative square of this type. So the definition of A1 fibration was that there exists a lifting. But the definition of A1 covering is that there is a lifting, but a unique one, only one. In topology, if you use this or for simplicial set, is exactly the notion of covering. So there are two types, there are more than that, but two striking types of A1 covering. The first one are étale covering. So if y to x is a finite étale covering. So if you assume nothing, so you have to assume that the characteristic is zero. Or a Galois étale covering, finite Galois étale covering, with order of the Galois group prime to the characteristic. Okay, or more generally, a finite covering which can be covered by a Galois étale covering with this property. Then it is a covering in descent. Fortunately, it is an A1 covering in descent. And there are other second example is GM tossers. So if you take a GM tosser over X, and this is also covering, A1 covering in this theory. Yeah. What?
That's a validated equation.
In any étale, this is risky because everything coincides. I mean, the H1 is the same. Yeah. Fortunately, there is nothing to. Okay, so this might seem surprising, but again, always, when you are surprised, think about the real point. Assume that the base field can be embedded into R, and you evaluate this on R. You get a continuous map from y of r to x of r, which is locally trivial in the usual topology, with fiber r star, but r star is z-mod 2, a 2-modopy. So a 2-modopy, the real point of this, is a z-mod 2 covering. Okay, so it's not completely... And in fact, more generally, any
And then Misnevich, in fact, Zariski torso, at least when the base field is infinite, because H1 is the same in Misnevich or Zariski, G torso, over smooth variety here, is an A1 covering. Of course, if G is something like, if G is not a variety, so GM is a variety, and also such a G, but if you take G, for instance, K2 min of it, it's no longer a variety. So there is no no way to assume that Y will be a variety. No, unicity, only one. Unicity of lifting of homotopies for covering in topology. If you have a map from CW complex, if you put... Why should I put R star? Yeah. No, but I do not say that the point, if you evaluate on R, it is a covering. I just say that this is, if you take the real point, it is up to homotopy, a covering. But in the algebraic category, it is a covering. This property amounts to the fact that so GM is A1 invariant and the Picard group is A1 invariant. So in general, this will not be a variety. Okay, and in some sense, if you have a covering where Y is also a smooth variety, so quasi-projected, then so this is something else also on which I am thinking. That should be considered as a finite covering. So it means that there is a notion of compactness, which is a little bit more general. For instance, if you take a space, which is the total space of a GM, torso over a smooth variety, then this space should be considered in some sense as compact, finite covering. Okay. What G? Yeah, it's G is a strongly A1 invariant sheaf. Strongly A1 invariant sheaf of groups. Okay. Yeah. So. Mark. If X is an A1 connected space and G a finite group, of order prime to the characteristic of K, it's really a finite group, it's a discrete group. Okay, so it is also a strongly A1 invariant sheaf. It is a constant one, but it's really a finite group. Okay. Then there is no eta covering. So for A1 connected spaces, the covering, the eta covering, just disappear. So this is what I meant by saying that phi 1 is something more combinatorial. And in fact, funny enough. So the eta covering come, in fact, from the pi 0. In some sense, the A1 covering are classified by the pi 0, A1. And I remember you that as example of pi 0, you may have potentially curves of positive genus or abelian varieties and so on. And these have a lot of eta covering. It's the funny stuff that the eta covering are captured by the pi 0. If you assume the space is A1 connected, there is no eta covering. Okay, so the nature of the pi 1 is completely different from the orthogonal to the eta 1. So here's the theorem, and I give you computations, and I'll stop. So an abstract theorem, but for any pointed A1 connected space, X exists a universal covering.
do not ask in general how to construct it. It's, I mean, like in topology, it's terrible. I mean, in topology, if you already taught that, I mean, it's really not so easy, but there is a big construction. So, and which is unique if you point it. So if you choose a base point over the base point here, it is unique up to isomorphism, and it is characterized such that, like in topology, f tilde is has trivial pi 0 and pi 1. And as a consequence, this is also a pi 1 of x torsor. So the pi 1 is a fiber isomorphic, is a sheaf offset to the fiber of the base point here. Okay, but in fact it acts on f tilde. So let me finish, almost 2 minutes, by computation. So the only, in fact, not true, since then we discovered other nice universal covering. Canonical GM torsor over PN. This is a GM torsor, so this is a covering, an A1 covering. For N, that is 2, follows from the previous results that this is A1 connected, simply connected. Or A1 simply connected, I don't know. This means pi 0 and pi 1 are trivial. Thus, by the theorem, this is the universal covering. So, at least, the universal covering of Pn. And as a consequence, pi 1, I told you, we'll recover this, the pi 1 of Pn is isomorphic to Gn. For n bigger or equal to 2. Yeah, what should I say more? Maybe I can just say you something on pi 1 p 1 to finish. So the problem for n equal 1 here, it is still an A1 covering, it is connected, but it is not simply connected. Okay, so it is not a universal covering. But then for n equal 1, we use the following vibration, pi 1. So this GM torsor is classified by the map from p 1 to p infinity. So the fiber is A to minus 0. So we use the long exact sequence of homotopy sheaves for that vibration, and we know the pi 1 here and the pi 1 here. This is Gm and K2 min of it here. And the theorem is that this is a central extension. So the simplest, in some sense, the simplest pi 1 is a central extension of Gm by this, and in fact there is a canonical section of sheaves of sets, not of groups, so it's not a semi-direct product. But if you have a section of sheaves of sets, any central extension is described by two cocycles. And the two cocycle here is a map from Gm plus Gm to K2, and of course it's just a symbol. It is really the canonical central extension determined by the cup product to K2 min of it. And you can compute the commutator and check that it is not commutative. It's a central extension, but not commutative, not abelian. So I think it's a good point to stop. Thank you very much. Point, the base point, trivial. It's really contractible. Trivial, nothing. Ah, no, no, sorry, sorry. No, no, the final, the trivial, the any etal covering is a covering, so, no? Even the point has non-trivial covering. A finite Galois extension, for instance. A1 in branches, what do you mean? The discrete, oh, sorry, yeah, no, you are right. Any
would produce a probability.
Yeah, but it is trivial. I mean, if it has a group structure. No, if it has a group structure, it is trivial because the group structure means a section.
I think it has a group structure.
Ah, okay. A1 Ivan Schiff define a covering. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, exactly.
So the category of covering itself is the category of A1 Ivan Schiff.
It seems so, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's, yeah. I mean, yeah, just like a point in topology, I mean, any discrete set is a covering. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, same thing. Sorry? No, but yeah. Should be some stuff with groupoids. I'm rather interested right now with connected spaces, but if you want to deal with tie-zero, just consider groupoids. Yeah, sure. Should be something like that. But already the world of... So I discovered recently that the world of smooth projective A1 connected variety is already very rich. A lot of them. So my hope right now is to try to attack some kind of classification using something like surgery theory, like in topology, and using this Taiwan. And this works actually pretty well for A1 connected surfaces. If you look at rational surfaces, smooth projective surfaces, they are almost classified as a Taiwan in this sense, up to A1 deformation, which is more or less some kind of edge cobordism. There must be something like that.
If the A1 and Valen streams are sort of the discrete,
yeah.
Is it true that any space can be covered by a discrete?
I think you asked me that question already, and I think I told you that yes, I have the impression that yes, yeah. Because if you take just by Artin's lemma, any, so in the etal, it is used in the etal topology, but in fact it's true in the Zeissky topology, so any point admits an open covering which is a successive vibration by curves. And if you make it small enough, this could be A1 rigid, A1 invariant. Because a curve of big genus, or if you have rational curves, you remove just some points and then it is A1 invariant. So I guess, yes. Any.
Objects would be discrete, and the
sort of
A1
strongly a torsor, or maybe.
Yeah. Should be.
Yeah, I don't know. In fact, I didn't.
Could be.
Yeah, that's a good question. I didn't quite think about this because I'm already the case I told you of A1 connected is already very. So this must be even more complicated. But in some sense, if this works for A1 connected variety, then at some point it should also work for the other one. For instance, if you take, so in the case of surfaces, so there is a general principle that surfaces, smooth surfaces, should be classified by pi 0 and pi 1 in some sense, like in topology. And it's almost true. I mean, up to smooth projective deformation over A1, you can say more or less that they can be classified by pi 0 and pi 1. And if you take a ruled surface, for instance, over a curve, so a P1 bundle over a curve of a big genus, so the pi 0 is the curve. Okay, and so in some sense you have the curve, the first invariant, and in each connected component you have the pi 1 of P1, which is a fiber. And in some sense it classifies everything. So, but I don't know exactly what is the fundamental group of it. It must be something, but I didn't know. Seriously thinking about this. But it's clear.
But the principle
is defined on the up to equivalent, right? To equivalent, yeah. I mean, you could take the underlying variety as object. So it's not clear that the pi zero should be discrete, but the set of objects, I don't see why it should be A1 discrete. It's not clear. Yeah.